You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, once again, it's another edition of Cheese Please. Christmas, that is. See, I'm really ragging and shaking the jingle bells. My arm's getting sore, Daffodil.
So stop shaking.
Okay. There, it's done.
Thank you.
Anyway, welcome. It's another edition and another season of a Cheese Please Christmas. And you know, I'm doing my best not to be the Grinch this year. You know?
So far, so good.
Hey, I want to go to that fast food joint. They have a Grinch meal, though. I'm allowed to do that, right?
Yes, they have socks.
Yeah, socks, yes, to keep me warm in the bunker this holiday season. It's fun for the whole family to get a pair of socks.
True.
Did I get enough cliches in?
Just about.
Okay. On the show this week, we're focusing on themes. Theme sets as we start off a Cheese Please Christmas this year. A little later on, we're going to have some break-in records from Dickie Goodman and Chris Hill. We're going to disco. You got your disco suit, Daffodil? Or no, that's
no,
me.
No, I have my disco shoes.
Oh,
you have a disco suit.
That's right. All white and, you know, maybe we could put a little glitter on it.
No, you got sequins. They're better than glitter.
A little later on, we have Santa Does Things. But we're starting off, there's nothing that says Christmas more than whistling. Don't you think?
No, I didn't get that memo.
Okay, we got Phyllis McKay coming up shortly with Winter Wonderland. But we're starting off with J. Anthony Scott, and he's doing a Whistling Christmas on
Cheese Please.
Christmas.
With Winter Wonderland and Canada's own Phyllis McKay. I believe she was from Alberta.
You mean that was a person?
That was
I was sitting here the whole time thinking Phyllis McKay is the weirdest name I've ever heard for a bird.
No, that was a person. And Winter Wonderland, of course, and before that, J. Anthony Scott doing his own Whistling Christmas.
With every Christmas carol you can think of.
Yeah, a heck of a medley. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please Christmas.
Yes, and I'm sure you're actually getting ready to decorate. Did you find the tree this year?
There's an entire room full of Christmas decorations.
You never tell me where that is.
Of course not, because you would go and throw them all away.
I want some tinsel, and maybe if you can find a can of that asbestos fake snow, that would be cool to spray on something.
Well, I don't know if there's any of that, but there's lots of tinsel. There's entire boxes and different, all the colors of
tinsel.
Yeah,
but what about that asbestos can of fake snow, Daffodil?
Are you planning to spray that on?
Probably me. I want to live dangerously.
No.
Oh. I guess we got to get the safe stuff, don't we?
That is correct.
Ugh.
We'll spray you with shaving cream. You can pretend it's snow.
It's too smooth, Daffodil. It's got to be a little, I don't know, gritty, and it's too smooth to be snow. That's what I think.
I'll get some spackle. We'll spackle you.
Okay, well, I'll settle with that. Right now, we've got Santa doing things. Our Santa doing things set. Santa Claus rides a strawberry roan.
Which is a type of horse.
I was worried there for a second. I thought it was like a strawberry something else.
No.
Like a strawberry tart you could get at a bakery or something.
No.
Okay. But we're starting off with a barefoot man who never puts on shoes. And Santa got a sunburn. On?
Cheese, please.
Santa got a sunburn. Santa got a sunburn. That's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. Brought his gifts across the ocean, but forgot his suntan lotion. He was the reddest thing you've ever seen down in the sunny Caribbean. Down here in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. Now Rudolph said to Santa while eating a banana, if you wonder about my red, red nose, you got sunburn, that's why it glows. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas.
Santa Claus rides a strawberry roan when he takes toys to Texas. Reindeer won't go where there isn't any snow, and the snow never falls in Texas. Riding a roan to old San Antone for boys and girls down in Texas. Reindeer are fine where the sun doesn't shine, but the sun always shines in Texas.
Come a yippee-ki-yay, you'll hear Santa say,
we're your good buckaroos this year.
Come a yippee-ki-yay, it's Christmas Day.
A roundup of good cheer. Old Santa Claus rides a strawberry roan when he takes toys to Texas. There's no place like home, but old Santa loves to roam
in the great Lone Star State. Get along, old Rome, to San Antone. Come a yippee-ki-yay, you'll hear Santa say,
were you good buckaroos this year?
Come a yippee-ki-yay, Christmas Day.
Around the pove good cheer. Old Santa Claus rides a strawberry roan when he takes toys to Texas. There's no place like home, but old Santa loves to roam
in the great Lone Star State
of Texas. Giddy up, old roan, gotta get to San Antone.
Hey, partner, Cheese Please with Jim Lowe and the Dream Busters and Santa Claus rides a strawberry roan across Texas. Yeah.
Okay.
It just felt like it needed that. And before that, we had the Barefoot Man and Santa Got a Sunburn. And he's there somewhere down warm. That's probably why he has that.
That's where Santa goes after Christmas. He goes south.
I see that. And he runs into the Barefoot Man every year. And the Barefoot Man tells him, I want a set of sandals some year. And Santa says no, because, you know, it's warm and he doesn't need sandals.
No, I think it's more because Santa says, I'm on vacation.
Ah, yeah. Well,
you need
yeah.
to write a letter. The elves will let me know.
Yeah, I do want one of those online stores, Barefoot Man. Don't be so cheap. Buy some sandals. Don't be a Barefoot Man anymore.
Yes, or maybe buy Santa a bottle of sunscreen and he might feel grateful enough to bring you sandals.
There we go. My name is Snarfed.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird Christmas style.
Yes, with a Cheese Please Christmas show, one of four. We're going to put you through four this year. Collect them all while supplies last. Make sure you're here.
We are definitely limited edition.
With your ear to listen to all this Christmas cheese. As a matter of fact, now I put on my white disco suit and dance around and on the dance floor.
Travolta, he's not.
No, definitely not John Travolta. No argument about that. Just pretend I am. That's the best way I could suggest to actually picture it in your mind. And I'm fumbling over my feet at the same time.
Your feet, your words.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Just clumsy all around.
Well, let's just play the songs and forget about the rest. Walter Murphy coming up with Disco Bells. But we're starting off with Disco Santa Claus with the Rain Dolls on
Cheese Please.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Christmas Music Fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
With Walter Murphy, Disco Bells. Back in the 70s, he was pretty big with a fifth of Beethoven. And in the later years, in the 90s, he was actually scoring the Family Guy TV series. And what did he use for a disco sequence with Stewie?
His own music.
Exactly. His own hit from the 70s. There's a way to save some time.
And make yourself some money.
Exactly. And before that, we had the Rain Dolls and Disco Santa. All this disco stuff. Can I take my suit off now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Because I know that polyester is itchy.
Well, not only that, I've enlarged a little bit.
compared to the last time I had this on.
Aw, it's all that good cooking. You eat too many cookies.
Well, what do you expect? You make them too much. I just...
It's my stress relief. Baking is my stress relief. I love Christmas because I get to bake all the time.
Yes, and loading the dishwasher is my stress relief of all the dirty pots and pans and all that stuff that you make during baking.
You say that like I don't do that myself.
Well, I'm not saying that. It's just in a lot of cases, you know, you're so busy baking, I pick up the slack and take care of that.
Yes. That's why we have such a great partnership.
And it's so cool because, you know, I come back to the bunker. They did a little work and they put in a new dishwasher.
A big one.
Oh, it's like, wow. You know, our life is so exciting. We have to mention dishwashers on the air.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not that bad, though. My name is Snarftoot.
And I'm Daffodil. And we have finally reached the end of our Christmas specials set.
Well, I suppose.
Themes. Sorry, yes. Use the word theme.
Themes this week, anyway. We'll find out in the next couple of weeks what's really going to happen.
More things.
Add the suspense.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can we afford something more than that?
It's a low budget.
Okay. We're ending off our tributes, salutes, whatever you want to call it, for our first show of the Christmas season with Dickie Goodman coming up shortly with Santa and the Touchables. But we're starting off with Chris Hill, another song that's named Disco Santa. Although this is a break-in record, so it's a little different.
Very different.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho. Right?
That too.
Okay.
As doctors struggle to find a cure for Saturday Night Fever, we bring you news of the latest casualties. It's Christmas time at the disco, and Father Christmas has caused a sensation by entering the dance contest. Santa, do you see yourself as the new John Travolta?
You've got to be joking, man.
Well, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John will be in the competition tonight. John, what happens if Santa wins?
It's gotta be a blight, blight.
Among the dancers here tonight, we have Roddy Llewellyn and his famous friend and companion. Is she really a princess?
She's the queen.
The queen?
She's the queen of the disco.
As the contest gets underway, Jim Callahan and Maggie Thatcher have suddenly stopped dancing. What's wrong, Jim?
I don't like reggae.
How about you, Maggie?
I love it.
But you must agree on which dance you're going to do in the contest.
Let's take one more chance and try a new dance.
And what's that?
It's tango. It's tango.
Back on the dance floor, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John are dancing extremely well. But John has slipped. John Travolta is badly bruised, both on the leg
and on the bum.
It must have been all that grease.
Oh.
And now Santa's taken over dancing with Olivia Newton-John.
One day.
Santa, where did you learn to dance like that?
The YMCA.
Judges, how would you describe his movements? And everyone is delighted. They've awarded this couple the amazing score of
5705.
Oh, but they've disqualified Jim and Maggie. Why?
They kissed as they danced.
This makes Santa and Olivia the clear winners. Santa, how will you divide the prize money with Olivia Newton-John?
One for you, one for me.
Well, Santa, it's nearly Christmas, and time we were all on our way.
But before we go, I'd just like to say that it's... Oh, my goodness, I feel very peculiar. I think I've got the fever. Well, I think I'm suffering from the fever.
Quick! Get me to a doctor!
To any hospital!
Help me!
Somebody help me! I've got the fever!
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
We interrupt this record for an important news bulletin. Santa Claus is missing from the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen.
Sitting in la la, waiting for my yaya.
Washington has decided this is a job for the Touchables.
December 1961, at the headquarters of Elliot Press and the Touchables.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la.
Sent to the North Pole, the Touchables learn that someone has launched a toy spaceship, sending Santa to the moon. Alvin the Chipmunk says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer volunteers to lead the Touchables to the rescue. A new spaceship is ready for blastoff.
D minus 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Successfully landing on the moon, Rudolph and the Touchables are surrounded by the Moon Men.
Hey, hey,
the leader of the Moon Men approaches Elliot Fress and says, which translated means,
hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more.
But the Touchables are not leaving without Santa Claus. After a brief battle, Elliot Fress looks up and says,
I'll be back on my feet someday.
Meanwhile, Rudolph secretly leads Santa Claus to the spaceship. Out of gas, the Touchables harness Rudolph to the ship, and away they go.
Watch out!
There we go again.
Their job well done. Elliot Fress and the Touchables turn to each other and say,
deck the halls with boughs of holly.
If you should look up into the sky this Christmas Eve and see a reindeer pulling a spaceship, chances are it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Earth people.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeple.com.